Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about how you can have mind-blowing sex, and surprisingly, it has very little to do with the act itself.
And I want each of you to think about this quote from Jim Rohn. He says, "Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change." And, you know, we could take this a step further and say that your sex life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we're going to dig into in today's show. But that's something that a lot of people leave up to chance, right? There's a reason we're talking about mind-blowing sex. And it's because a lot of people, you know, they get caught up in, well, it should just happen. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be talking about that today. But you guys know that have been with us a long time. And for those of you that are brand new listeners, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this week's hug is sponsored by Care.com. And you can check them out at care.com/one. Because here's the fact, guys, we have so many things going on in our lives, and there are times when it can be difficult to get everything done, especially like in our case, and I know Tony can attest to this, getting the house cleaned, yes. Right? It's always like, oh, I'll get to it. And, you know, in all honesty, someone's always making a mess in this place.
Yeah.
You know, and there just aren't enough hours in the day sometimes to get it all done. And truth be told, we could all use a little help for those tasks that just seem to take up the time that we'd much rather spend with our spouses. Using Care.com is a great way to de-stress your life and make your day-to-day simpler. Care.com is the largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. Whether you need a housekeeper, a dog walker, a tutor, or someone to run your errands, they have all of this and more. And just think how much easier your life would be if there were other people doing those tasks for you, and how much you'd be able to spend that time with one another. Mm-hmm. Using Care.com's premium membership, I was able to see the hundreds of housekeepers that were right near my home when I put in my zip code. How nice is it to know who's right in your neighborhood providing these services? A premium membership with Care.com provides so many tools like reference checks, qualifications, and certifications. It's a great way to know who you're dealing with, and the site is so easy to use. Care.com is a great tool for me when I need house cleaning at a moment's notice, because you know when you find out that family's coming or something's catching up with you and you're like, I need somebody to help me out with this. So to save 30% off your Care.com premium membership, go to care.com/one today to get started. So this hug came to us from an email that we received, and I love the first part of it. It says, "Been listening since 2010. Now, for those of you that are brand new listeners, you wouldn't necessarily know this, but 2010 is when the One Extraordinary Marriage show started.
January.
So this is somebody that's been around for a really, really long time in the one family.
Yes.
We almost
totally grateful.
Yeah.
Totally grateful.
This was such an amazing email to receive. We almost got divorced after year three of marriage in 2010.
Okay.
A really good marriage therapist and your show helped save our marriage. The therapist was great for hitting the big stuff in sessions, but your show was like the homework to keep working on stuff. Mm. Here we are still listening 7 years later. Heard about every show, I think, at least for the most part. Love your show. Love you guys." Oh my gosh. That's just the kind of message. When you hear the impact the One Extraordinary Marriage show has, it's a way to stay focused daily or even weekly. If you're listening to the shows when they first come out weekly, what can I be intentional about this week? Right? He said it's the homework for in between the sessions and things like that. And I love, Tony and I love hearing how each of you use the show in your own life, right? How it impacts your marriage, how it keeps you on track and keeps you focused on the things that you can do. And today's topic is one of those topics that gets a little dicey, right? We're talking about, you know, having great sex, and you know, Tony and I.
And not just great sex, but mind-blowing sex.
Yes. So like, we're taking it to the next level.
Right?
Now,
which is what the year is all about.
Yeah, that is our hashtag this year.
Right.
You're right. So Tony and I have been married over 20 years. And, you know, there are a lot of myths, I think, out there, or stereotypes. I won't even call them myths. A lot of stereotypes about sex throughout marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's this idea that early on it's like crazy, amazing. And then you have kids.
Fireworks all the time. It's just
like literally from like the moment you say I do, it's like, you know, naked all the time, throw your clothes
off.
It's
like a wildfire just happening. Just blowing it up.
And then you'll hear people like, oh, well, now we have kids. And so, my goodness, how could we have sex, right? Because like we've got kids and we're tired all the time. And so there's a stereotype that you have kids and your sex life just, for a lot of folks, becomes non-existent.
Plummets.
That's a stereotype. It doesn't happen in every single marriage. Mm-hmm. It does happen in some. Right. And then there's also this stereotype that if you've been married for a certain number of years, and depending on who you talk to, that number can vary, your sex life is probably non-existent again.
Right.
Because good grief, you've been married forever. So why would you keep having sex?
Yeah, it just fades away. And we're going to go into the latter years, whatever that may be for you, just holding hands and just hugging and loving on each other.
Right. Right. Like sex isn't going to be a component of our marriage. I want to say as a caveat at the beginning, as we're talking about this, that if there are health reasons
completely
that are keeping the two of you from having mind-blowing sex, that's not what we're talking about here.
Right.
Right. We understand that for many in the one family, there are health issues.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about that. We're talking about you both are physically able to have sex and maybe it's not mind-blowing at the level that you want it to be. And we're going to talk about getting there because there is nothing that says that the longer you've been married that you can't have mind-blowing sex. In fact, I would actually challenge you that the longer you've been married, the better your sex life should be. And I am going to use the word should there. And a lot of people are like, oh, now you're starting to step on some toes, Elisa, right? Like, why should it be better? And the truth is that in theory, you have a lot of experience with the same person. You're going to know what works and what doesn't. And it was interesting because this week we were doing some research as we were preparing for the show. And we popped into Sheila Gregoire's book, The Good Girl's Guide to Great Sex. And just so you know, you guys can get a copy of this at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/goodgirls.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's a must read for wives and husbands. And the reason I say that is, one, because she really does write this so that both husbands and wives can take great content and really look at their perspective
on
sex and how to have incredible sex. But you know, one of the things that she was saying, she shared this study in her book and she said, the people having great sex aren't the ones on the magazine covers. This is me paraphrasing what she said, or the ones who are, you know, trying to get the latest idea in a men's or women's magazine. They're the ones who have been married for a long time and who are deeply committed to one another.
And I want to add here that the reason Elisa and I believe that the years as you go longer into your marriage that it gets better is because that the two of you are learning each other,
mm-hmm.
right? You're learning each other. And I would say here within the one family, the biggest thing that we hear from couples time and time again are the ones that get into the intimacy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who take that on, the ones that put that into play in their marriage are going to experience the mind-blowing sex farther down the road.
Absolutely.
Because it's not relegated. Sex isn't relegated to maybe if we feel like it, when the stars align.
Everything's done on the to-do list.
Once a quarter, right? The whole thing about the intimacy lifestyle is that we are going to come up with a plan. We're going to come up and be intentional about our sex lives, and we're going to set that up. For those of you who haven't heard that or heard us talk about the intimacy lifestyle, you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/scheduling sex. I'll put links, everything we're talking about today, I'll put links to it in the show notes so you can get to it. But there you can learn exactly what we have done and many in the one family have done to set up the intimacy lifestyle.
And one of the other things that Sheila mentioned in this book is that great sex has less to do with the physical than the mental and spiritual component. And it was really interesting because, you know, I first read that in the book and I'm like, okay, let me think that one through. And she went on to explain that, you know, basically any two beings can have sex. Right. I mean, you can be, you know, walking down the street and see two dogs. Now, they're not necessarily having great sex, but they are having sex. Right. And the same thing is true of human beings. Two people can get together and we fit together, you know, male, female, we fit. But just because you fit together and you can go through with the physical act doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be mind-blowing.
True.
It doesn't necessarily mean any of that, because great sex, mind-blowing sex, by definition, if we're going to use the word mind-blowing, your mind has to be involved, right? You can't have mind-blowing sex if it's purely physical because your mind's not engaged. Can't do it. Can't do it because, see, it comes as a result of knowing. There are some things that you have to know in order to have mind-blowing sex. And this is where your head has to get involved, right? This is that mental component, right? You have to know that you're desired, right? If you're questioning whether or not you're desired, it's going to be hard to have mind-blowing sex because you don't know if your spouse wants to be with you. But when they start doing those things that are like case in point, I was wearing this outfit today and Tony comes, I was wearing a skirt, blouse. I mean, it was the outfit I wore to church earlier in the week, on the weekend. And I had this outfit on and Tony's like, oh my gosh, you in that skirt. Now, mind you, it's a black skirt. I mean, it's got a fun texture on it, but it's a black skirt. Comes to my knee. He's not seeing anything except my legs and the skirt, but it was enough that he was like, huh, I like that skirt a lot. Okay, in that moment, I knew what he was thinking. I knew that he's like, I'd like you out of that skirt too. Right? Because there was that expression of desire. So you have to know that you're desired. You also have to know that your spouse is fully present with you in the moment. Because let me tell you, I can count on, and it's embarrassing to say this, but I can count on more than probably my two hands and my two feet, the number of times over the years, granted 20 years, where Tony has said something to me to the effect of, hello, hello, can you maybe be with me right here in the moment? We're naked. I'd like to have you mind, or, well, the expression is mind, body, and soul, right? But the mind part is important and it comes first, right? We need to be mentally engaged in the act of sex with our spouses.
And this is sometimes the toughest part, because physically we can do it, folks. Physically, no big deal. Lisa brought that up. Hey, any two living things on this earth can have sex. It's physical. Myself included, before Elisa, it's physical. It's a physical act that happens. Elisa and I, early on in our marriage, most of the sex we were having back then was a physical act. Yes, we were married. Yes, we were in love. Yes, we were having sex as a married couple, but a lot of it, and most of the time, was physical. And even to this day, it can sometimes just be physical. But what we have to do is we have to pull ourselves into that mind space. And so one of the things that Elisa and I have been able to do in this space is call each other out. When we know that mentally we're not there, that's a distraction. And we've been there to be able to call each other out on it in a loving way, folks. This isn't a, oh my gosh, you know, pointing fingers. This is a, hey, hun, right now I need you to get the to-do list off of your mind and so you can engage with me. Or we need to discuss whatever is happening that is causing the block between us here mentally so we both can be there. Because physically, we can do that. And many of us guys can relate to this. I was talking to a great friend of ours today during lunch, and he was saying the same thing. It's like, well, yeah, I can have sex with my wife, and yet I want her to be present with me. Mm-hmm. I want her there because I want her to enjoy this time that we have together. So both of us, having been married 20 years, that we could talk about that, being able to, hey, we have to call each other out sometimes and say, you need to get in this game here because this is for both of us. This isn't just for me.
Right. And that's there are two things that I want to just piggyback on what you just said is, one, nobody's denying that we don't all live crazy full lives.
Nope.
Right? Where there's constantly something, you know, the next alert popping up on your phone or the next thing to do on your to-do list. But you want to have a mind-blowing experience. You need to be able to table the to-do list or capture those thoughts when they pop into your head and you're like, you know what? I will deal with you in, you know, an hour when we're done, or in 20 minutes when we're done, or in 5 minutes. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you're having a quickie. You just need 5 minutes. Right? Or maybe this is like, no, I committed to this time with my spouse. I don't have time to worry about the grocery list right now. This is about to get good. Mm-hmm. Right?
So, and for guys, I'm going to say this. For guys, you need to take your mind off of work.
Mm.
The stresses that you may be facing right now, you know, whatever those may be, you need to be also, this goes to you guys as well, that you need to be mentally engaged with your spouse. And you need to turn those things off. If there's transition happening in your life, maybe you've gone from one job to the next. Maybe you've taken on a new volunteer position. Maybe you're a coach of your kids' little league team. You know, and you're sitting there in your mind going, what's my lineup going to be? Because we got the playoffs coming up and it's, you know, it's T-ball. Guess what? You need to turn that off as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be fully engaged as well with your spouse, because she, as well as us, can sense when we're not in the game and engaged.
And that's the thing with what we're talking about today. It's on both sides,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no pointing fingers saying, women, you need to do this, or men, you need to do this. It's saying, how do we equip both husbands and wives to do this, right? Because in our busy lives, we're not necessarily being fully present. We're not necessarily expressing desire. You know, when I want to go back to this thing on expressing desire is that, you know, when you just come up to your spouse and you're like, want to have sex? Or maybe you roll over and you're like, tonight, sex? Or maybe you just walk by them and you simply grab them. Now, I'm not saying any of those things are in and of themselves bad. When that's the only way you express your desire, it's going to eventually fall flat because they're not feeling romanced. They're not feeling like you actually want them. They could be a warm body for all the intention that's in there. And like I said, it's not one of those things that has to be done all the time, but we have to go back to romancing our spouses. We have to break out of those routines, right? We have to even get into the point where we're choosing to be vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. This is a lot where the spiritual aspect comes in, of really letting down your guard and really just saying, you know what, this is an experience where we are going to, you know, the beauty behind sex and sex within the marriage covenant is that, you know, just like it says in Genesis, the two shall become one. This is the most consummate act of two people becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
It's what happens in that moment when you're when you've expressed the desire, when you have tabled the to-do list and you're fully present and you're willing to be your most vulnerable self, to let down and say, this is what I want to try. I want to be adventurous. I'm feeling like this. When all of that comes together, folks, then what happens after, that's where the mind-blowing comes in. It's that moment that your sex life, when you're breaking out of those routines. I actually said this on a Facebook Live interview I did this past week. You know, as I was talking to my guest, I said, you know, the thing with routines is that, you know, we do them because the first couple of times we're like, oh, that works. But when you've been doing the same thing for 10 years, it still works. It just doesn't have any meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what we want to do is we want to take that, we want to transform your sex life from the ho-hum to the hubba-hubba.
Right.
Right. Something that you actually look forward to. And you know, we want to talk about what you can do to create this environment in your marriage and what you can do starting today to make that shift. But before we share all of those, we want to remind you that one way to not only have more time for each other, but to keep you focused on the present is to get help, get the help that you need to get those other tasks done.
And off your plate and off your mind.
Exactly. How better to do that than with getting the premium membership at care.com. You can get 30% off your premium membership when you go to care.com/one today to get started and get those tasks off your to-do list and off your mind so that you can be fully present.
And have that mind-blowing sex, right? I mean, that's what it's about. We get those things away and off of our plate so we can enjoy one another.
Because let's face it, if you don't have to go run all the errands, and if you don't have to go clean the house, you don't have those as excuses.
Stress will be one of the biggest things that will honestly just blow up your sex life.
Every single time.
Believe me, been there, and I've seen seasons in our own life where constantly adding on that stress or taking on that stress and not getting it off of my own plate decreases my libido, decreases my desire, decreases my ability to romance Elisa, decreases my ability to stay focused on that. You know what I mean? So, hey, this is one way that you can do that in your life.
So we've been using the term mind-blowing sex, right? Which obviously involves the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So there, we've got to equip the mind both of your minds to be able to have mind-blowing sex, right? And the first thing that your spouse needs to know is, how are you expressing desire for them? How do they know that you want to have sex? How is it really getting to the core of who they are and not just want to have sex? Because I will tell you, there are times when Tony's used it and I'm like, yeah, no, not feeling it, not feeling it. So, you know, we put together a resource because we knew that it was a struggle in our own marriage. And as with so many things at One Extraordinary Marriage, if it's a struggle in ours, it's probably a challenge in somebody else's. Right. And so we put together a resource, 21 ways to initiate sex. Tony's going to put the link to it in the show notes. But, you know, here's the thing. Expressing desire is going to look different for every single one of you,
mm-hmm.
not just as couples, but also husband and wife. And can I caution you to think that the expression of desire is always going to look like a Hollywood blockbuster movie? It won't. It's not always going to look like, I had somebody tell me the other day that their wife like wants their marriage to look like a Nicholas Sparks movie. No, I get it. You know, he's a romance novelist. The fact of the matter is that he spends a lot of time crafting those scenes. The rest of us live in the real world. So your wife, your husband needs to know, how are you saying, I desire you? How are you initiating this mind-blowing sex? And it doesn't just start the minute that you decide that you want to have sex. It starts hours before. Why does it start hours before? Because they have to know, going back to the mind, they have to know it's coming.
And this guide here, the 21 ways to initiate sex with your spouse, is honestly a great way for you guys to begin the discussion. So that way both husband and wife knows what it looks like. That's all it is. It's the starting point. And mentally, when we can get into that place and in that space where we can see what our spouse is doing, that begins to heighten the arousal,
mm-hmm.
right? That heightens that arousal in you, in your spouse. You both get to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, this is good. But if you're not sharing with them how you initiate, then that piece is lost. And it really is. And this is where I think sometimes where Sheila's book is great, but she talks about some of these pieces mm-hmm. of how we can get out of that mindset of good girls don't have great sex, right? Because you can have amazing and mind-blowing sex.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
She brings up some amazing stuff. So pick up that book. What's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/goodgirls.
Good girls, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're talking about how you express desire. We also need to, you know, and real quick, just to finish what you were saying there about the 21 ways. Again, communication is one of the biggest tools that you have so that your spouse knows what you're doing or initiating or saying to have great sex, right? Don't leave them guessing. Guesswork very rarely leads to mind-blowing sex. There are too many unknowns.
Unknowns. Rejection can happen. People can get twisted, and it just, because you don't know. You're like, did you like it? Did you not? Was I going the right path? Did I not go down the right path? Again, this is where the intimacy lifestyle, I think, is so key, because we're not having sex once a month, once every 2 months. We're having it on a regular basis. And through that, we're able to discuss what was good, what wasn't good, what did we learn, what didn't we learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I'm not saying you do it right after.
Yeah, not right.
You know, but you can bring it up, you know, hey, the next day or something, be like, hey, this was really great. I loved this. Mm-hmm. This was amazing. I mean, it's sometimes we don't want to do that. Like, we just want it to be so magical and this, that, and the other. But you want to have mind-blowing sex, you got to talk about it.
Right.
The good and the tougher times. Like, that really didn't work out for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or didn't work out for me. And this is why. You're not pointing the finger at your spouse and telling them they're horrible. It's about, where were you in that moment? And sometimes, and Elisa and I will both agree to this, depending on where you are in the month can also depend on the adventure that you have in your bedroom.
Right. Right. And what that's all looked like. Yeah. The next thing that you have to figure out in your marriage, and you have to discuss again, so the mind is involved, is what can you do to be in the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, we often talk about turning off the electronics. We'd love for you all to have your electronics out of your bedroom.
All of them. And,
that's a whole nother show.
I know. TV, phones, you know.
Please don't, give me the excuse.
iPads. If you got to get rid of your Kindle and you're like, oh, it's still my book. And just get, I'm not saying you got to have, we have Kindles in our room, believe me. And yet there are still times when we just got to turn these things off mm-hmm. and get them out of your room. And don't give us the excuse, well, I use my phone for my alarm. Go to Target, go to Walmart, go to Amazon.com and go get yourself a $5 alarm mm-hmm. clock. Just do it.
All of my coaching clients know that that's my answer when they say they use their phone. Because I'm like, I don't care. Because it's so easy to get lost, you know, down the social media rabbit hole, you know, that you're, that keeps you out of the moment. Because you're like, oh, what did I just see on Instagram? Or who just posted on Facebook? Or how many likes do I have here?
I have read research and studies done.
Oh, you're gonna, I know what you're going to say.
Of people, honestly, in the act of sex with their phone in their hand. And they, and these are like extensive studies by like professors at universities.
Please don't do that, people.
I just don't get it. Come on.
Please don't do that. Be in the moment. Get the
electronics. You want mind-blowing sex, you got to get your mind off of what's on your phone and into your spouse.
Right. Again, getting into the moment, you've got to remember that romance is not a dirty word. It's mm-mm. not something, you know, guys, if you're like, ugh, you know, rolling your eyes and like, oh my gosh, you know, she wants me to be romantic. Remember that if you're romantic and it leads to mind-blowing sex, it's not a waste of time. Right? What you invest in demonstrates where your value is or what you value. If you invest in the romance, it's telling her, I value you. I value you as a person. I value you as my wife. I value you as my lover. Mm-hmm. Romance each other, right? Like I said, it doesn't just start in the moment. You want to create the moment and be fully present? Come to it romanced. Create an environment, right, where that can flourish. You know, for some of you, it may be like, you know, I'm going to take a shower before we have sex. It's going to allow me to get mind, body, and soul right into this moment. I'm going to use oils to, you know, have the aromatherapy.
Diffuser.
The diffuser. You know, maybe it's music. Maybe it's lights. Create an environment where you're like, you know what? This is our mind-blowing sex environment, right? Like, I'm going to set the stage. I'm going to make it so that I am fully present because I know what's coming next and it's going to be good. You know, again, and with that, you also create an environment where vulnerability and connection can flourish, mm-hmm. right? Where first and foremost, you view your spouse as a gift and you treat them that way. You want to have mind-blowing sex? Let your spouse know through your words and actions how much of a gift they are to you. We all, men and women, want to be cherished. We want to be known. Intimately, there's a reason it says in the Bible that Adam knew Eve, mm-hmm. right? Think about that word, knew, not just the sexual know, but mental, right? We've got to be so hungry to know our spouses that we will spend that time and invest that time and create an environment where we get to learn what they like sexually, right? Maybe the reason you're not having mind-blowing sex is because the two of you have never talked about it.
Right. And this is something Elisa and I have talked about before. And we, I mean, if you haven't picked this up, guys, you need to. It's our 19 quick questions that will rekindle your sex life. And these are 19 questions that you can ask your spouse. And you guys can both ask them. I think it was this past year, our 20th anniversary, Elisa and I went over them again. And it was so absolutely amazing. So if you want to pick up these questions, go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/19questions. Again, show notes, we're giving you guys a lot of places to go. Because mind-blowing sex doesn't happen just once. It doesn't happen just in the snap of the finger and the wave of the wand. There are going to be things that you're going to have to try out, that you're going to have to test, that you're going to have to retest, that you're going to have to try again and again. Did it work this way? Did it not? Did we slip? Did we forget about what we talked about on those 19 questions? Elisa and I had this conversation recently. Did we forget, like, we talked about this and this is what gets us into that place? So we need to come back into that place. Remember, there's never failure. We're constantly growing. We're constantly learning. Failure is when we quit. That's when we fail. When we fail, it's when we quit. When we say, I'm done. I'm not going to try anymore. This isn't worth it anymore. That's when we fail. And I know, because you guys listen here, that that's not you. Right. The one family is not that way. The one family comes here to go to the next level. The one family comes here to go, I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to get out of my box. Yes, this is scary. Yes, I don't know how my spouse is going to take it. And yet, I'm going to ask one question off that list. I'm going to ask one question. Let's at least answer one question.
Guys, at the end of the day, you want to have mind-blowing sex? Get your mind involved. Let it be an experience that is mind, body, and soul. Don't cut any one of those three out because we were created that way. We were created to have those three parts. And when they are all lit up, when they're all engaged and you're an active participant in your sex life, guys, the sex can't help but be mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we neglect any of those three. So this week, get involved, mind, body, and soul, to have mind-blowing sex.
Yeah. All right, you guys. We love you guys. We hope that this inspired you and helped you to go, okay, we can have mind-blowing sex, not just physical, but in the mind. That's where we start. So let's take it there this week. Take one of those areas that we discussed here today so that you can, as you begin to move forward in your marriage, right, begin to have that mind-blowing sex, experiencing that together. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week. And for those of you who have done the intimacy lifestyle, are using the intimacy lifestyle, I'm calling you out because we want hugs from you. We want to hear your stories on how the intimacy lifestyle has changed your marriage in for the better. So hit us up at info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com, put in the subject line, intimacy lifestyle, hug, and we're going to get it here on the show. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week.